Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, July 2nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A Nepalese church leader gets a verdict from the appeals court. The Tajik government may reclaim land from a Christian camp, and a group of believers enters the next phase of a pilgrimage to reconciliation. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Nepal, where the persecution of Christians remains unchallenged. In the case of evangelist Manja Tamang, it resulted in false imprisonment. Tamang faces 20 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. After 2 years in court, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Ohanan says the verdict came down yesterday.
They decided that they will uphold the judgment that was made previously, that they will not free him. And this was quite shocking and sad news, because the tremendous amount of evidence was presented that Manja was innocent.
Yohanan says they will appeal to Nepal's king. Pray for those in ministry.
Surely this is very serious and disappointing news for Christian workers at large, knowing that something like this is so obvious that he is framed, that the justice was not done at this time.
Next, a summer gospel camp program that is changing the lives of children in Central Asia is in jeopardy. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel.
We've just heard from our Tajikistan offices that the government is trying to take back our summer camp facility in Tajikistan, and they have actually come to the senior pastor there, and they said that they would like to have the camp back.
Remchesel says their title is legitimate. However, the government wants to reclaim prime real estate.
We don't want to paint the government in a bad light, because we have great interaction with the government. We work alongside them in the education programs and the health programs, working with them in the prisons and the orphanages. And so we have a great relationship, but just in this one area, that this piece of property seems to be in a prime spot that someone would like to have.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Peace is integral in racial reconciliation around the world. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship decided to explore that relationship through the biblical concept of shalom. Jimmy McGee heads up the Pilgrimage for Reconciliation and works with InterVarsity. He says they studied the demonstration of shalom.
We're not only studying the theological implications of it within the scriptures, we're then doing a historical review of observing how has shalom been broken and then how has it been restored. It's much more of a sober reality of our humanity.
Together, McGee says they're developing future leaders who understand the reality behind peace.
The staff who went through one summer of experience now get students to come with them to study shalom in an international context. So it's not only studying, we actually take a trail of tears. We actually study the African-American history of slavery, Jim Crow, civil rights in this country. We're sending students to Croatia and the Balkans, and then we're sending the second group to South Africa.
And what does a college student from Iowa know about the inner city of New York? Well, after being involved with Here's Life Inner City's Summer in the City project, a lot. Ted Gandy is the national director for Here's Life and says they're like many Americans.
They can't believe they're actually true. They can't believe that in America you'd have twins that alternate going to school because they only have one pair of shoes. And you said, that can't be, but in fact it is. A lot of the poverty that we have in America is quite hidden. It's behind closed doors.
But the students working in seven cities this summer are preparing in good and bad times to share the gospel.
But you also need to be there when they're not responding, because you never know when that response time is going to be. And so I would ask for a real prayer for these 180 workers that we have out in our inner city areas, that God would encourage them even when they're not seeing the response.
Summer in the City is in its 20th year working to change lives. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.